Recording 4.4.
What are you working on at the moment, Beth?
I'm making a TV series about famous women in history.
That sounds interesting.
Yes, it is. I decided to make the series because I'd seen an article in the newspaper about men and women adventurers. I realized that I'd learned about some of the men at school, but I hadn't heard of any of the women before I read the article. But when I read about them, I was absolutely amazed by what they'd achieved. They were incredibly brave and adventurous.
Women like who?
Harriet Quimby, for example. Mm-hmm. She's the star of the first program.
Never heard of her.
That's exactly my point. Harriet was a beautiful New York journalist. She was very independent, extremely determined, and she wanted to do everything that men could do. For example, she was the first woman in New York to get her driving license. And in 1911, she became the first woman to get a pilot's license in the whole of the USA.
Really? Wow.
Yes, and she was also very ambitious. She'd only had her license for a few months when she decided to become the first woman to fly across the English Channel.
And didn't that make her famous?
No, it didn't. She arrived in England in April 1912, on a Sunday, and the weather was perfect. Unfortunately, by the time she got up the next day, the weather had changed. She waited for it to get better, but it didn't. So she set off on the Tuesday, even though the weather was still really bad.
And planes in those days were fairly basic.
Yeah. She couldn't see anything, and she got lost. So when she landed, she didn't know which country she was in. But luckily, it was France.
So why wasn't that front page news?
Well, it was the same day the story of the Titanic was on the front page of every newspaper in the world.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's true. Actually, the Titanic had sunk on the Monday, the day before Harriet landed in France.
So everyone was interested in the Titanic, not Harriet's flight.
Yes. Then she died 2 months later in a flying accident in the USA. She was only 37.
How sad. So, when's this series going to be on TV, huh?